You asked for it, you got it. When we began our high school football series, Friday Night Lives, many of you wrote in asking for the same thing, a story on marching bands. They are, after all, a huge part of the Friday night culture. From Portland, Oregon, NPR's Tom Goldman has this profile of the Sunset High School Marching Band.
I love marching bands.
Ritual. So why don't we give a Sunset welcome to Mr. Goldman?
Hey, who isn't a sucker for a tumultuous welcome? But even without the cheers, and I know they're for the publicity I'm giving this appreciative group of teenagers, I still admire them for their ability to turn this into this.
Okay, let's talk a little music.
It's about an hour before kickoff, a homecoming Friday night at Sunset High, and band director Greg Hall is warming up his musicians. A halftime performance on homecoming weekend is the big deal for some bands, but for these guys, a dress rehearsal.
Please keep in mind as we prepare for tonight, next weekend, we're back at it.
It is Saturday Band Competition, an event where band parents and friends cheer as lustily as football fans will tonight, where judges will rate musicianship and movement. You try playing a flute quick-stepping across the field, and where precision is expected at sunset, since the Apollo Marching Band is the reigning Northwest Association for the Performing Arts AA champion.
Quite convinced that's our best sound. Eyes here, same thing, please. I'm really not convinced, especially in the alto voice. Let's try harder, please. Fast airstream, match pitches. Here we go, please. Same thing.
Come on now. Pick it up over here. Pick it up over here. Pick it up.
Out on the football field, a decidedly different tone pregame. But, says Greg Hall, coaches and band directors share the same mission.
We're teachers. Much like there's an offensive line, we have woodwinds, we have brasses, we have percussion. And we're trying to teach our kids how to soar to their potential. Mine just happens to be music.
It's a nice thought. Football and marching band of the same ilk, separated only by shoulder pads and trumpets. But even Greg Hall, who played high school football once upon a time, knows about the great social divide. Football players, big men on campus. Band members?
Kind of nerdy, perhaps. Not in the in crowd.
That's past tense, says Hall, because today's band members, the ones he directs at Sunset, are in school government. They're athletes, they're top students. Although there are those, certainly, who march to a different sax.
We're just kind of goofy.
Brian Whitney is the saxophone section leader, where they are notorious, he says, for their bad work ethic.
It is a challenge to get this section to actually get good music out on the field sometimes, but I've been pulling it off. It's been a good year.
The band gets only 10 minutes for its halftime performance, but it's well received. The 88 members include musicians and color guard, the people waving huge flags and doing choreographed moves with fake rifles and sabers. As the football players reclaim the field, the band hustles off and gathers in a big circle with band alumni assistant Brian Fitzsimmons in the middle.
It was good. It wasn't great. A lot of foot timing issues. Wasn't the best show. Wasn't bad. It was not a bad show. Don't take that away from this. We're going to hit it hard on Monday and make sure you guys are set for the competition next weekend.
The different sections meet for their own spin-down sessions. Brian Whitney talks to his saxophone players, the goofy guys, then finishes by telling them to lay down their instruments. He then thrusts his arm into the air and screams,
Saxes, strike a heroic pose! Heroic pose over! All right, guys.
After their heroic pose, the saxes follow other band members back to the band room to change. Many then will leave and miss the second half of what ends up being a 37-0 Sunset loss. There are victories to prepare for at the next band competition, where it's certain someone will wear a t-shirt with a message that gets knowing chuckles in the band community. I look forward to the day when football is played at halftime. Tom Goldman, NPR News.
Before we end this hour, we need to take a moment for a special goodbye. Susan Feeney arrived at All Things Considered from our sister program 9 years ago, Morning Edition. As an editor, she's helped shape our coverage in ways large and small. You've heard her influence, from healthcare coverage to cultural segments to politics. She was, for instance, the force behind NPR's presidential debates. And you heard that influence in other ways. For a staff that works under a punishing deadline, she also provided friendship and guidance, a pat on the back and a shoulder to lean on, a voice at the door asking, "Did you get lunch today?" We will miss that voice and her sharp eye and her even sharper ear. Susan, we all wish you all the best. You're listening to All Things Considered.